Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our Place, episode 576.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everyone and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
And me, Angie.
How are you all doing? I think we're all right, aren't we?
I think so.
Yeah, I think we're all right.
Still? Yeah.
Yeah.
Still. Hope everyone is okay still.
So what have you been up to, Ange? Not a lot really,
not
have we?
Not a lot, no. But I mean, we were going to talk about our respective dreams, if money and circumstance and everything else was no limit, you know.
Yeah.
Weren't we?
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't really done anything especially different, have we?
No, we haven't. So there's nothing really to talk about.
No, I mean, after next weekend, it'll be a bit different again. We have a few things to do, and next week you've got something where you're going, and that'll be more to talk about. I suppose, logically, we should have left it till then, I guess.
Probably.
But,
because this probably won't be a long podcast now.
This won't be a long podcast, probably not.
No.
But, life is interesting times with all the local lockdowns taking place in different parts of the country.
Yeah.
You've got to be well on the ball because you could start going off somewhere and then you hear on the news, like we heard on one of our podcasts, didn't we, about a lady, she was going somewhere and had to divert to her sister's.
That's right, yeah.
Because of a lockdown.
Yep.
You know, so it can scupper plans. I'm hoping it won't scupper ours. I'm hoping we won't get a problem.
No, let's hope not, because we're going away on the 21st, aren't
yes.
we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Next Saturday we're out for a meal.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's hope that we don't get a problem like that. It's nearly 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
That clock's a bit fast,
isn't it? So and it's Saturday today, the 8th of August, is it?
Yes.
The 8th of August.
Yeah.
Oh, I did find out today that I can play Google Assistant games on my watch. I didn't know that.
Some games, not all of them,
but some games on my watch. And I also found out that I can play some games with my Pixel Buds as well, which is really cool. So you can play games without getting your phone out of your pocket, like Akinator and Dwarf Mine and Hero Dungeons and things like that. So, you know, you can play Dungeons and Dragons types of games with your voice and things like that, which of course appeals to me because I like those type of games, don't I?
Yes.
But the nice thing about Dwarf Mine, for example, is that it gets you to do little things like update your equipment and things like that, and then you go off mining and it says, you know, your dwarf will be back in 6 minutes, so you can't do anything for 6 minutes. So you can just pick it up and put it down, as it were, and play these games on and on, really. So that's good. I found that out.
And they seem to be little tiny amounts of minutes, some of these games. So you can't be on long either, can you?
No, they're just a minute or two.
And
you know,
then you're off for a few minutes, then back.
So when you're waiting for something or something else like that, you can do that.
You've been totally glued to your screen, isn't it?
Yep, it is.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So since you started this one, what about dreams, Ange?
Well, a lot of you do know at least part of this. If circumstances and everything else was no object, if you like, and money would be needed because I'd need a bit more to have enough land, if you like, to do this, would be to, I mean, I could expand on it, but my basic dream is quite simple. Is to live somewhere with enough land and have some ducks and enough garden to put up a garden swing in.
Mm.
And there are swings for adults. Well, mine was, we used mine. We bought mine, I had years ago when I was with my parents when I was about 10, but we still used it as adults.
Mm.
In fact, my dad used to use it as a place to sit in the mid when he was having a rest from gardening.
Yeah.
You'd often walk out and find him sat on there.
Yeah.
So that was right in the middle of the lawn, you know. So, yeah, those are my basic things. I could expand it, of course, to go further, but you'd need even more money to be able to have a nice enough land to have a nice walk around it, you know, that you could get a decent walk around it.
Well, since we're talking about dreams, nothing's impossible. So, you know, in dreams, as it were.
No,
so,
it isn't.
So
it
yeah,
isn't.
I mean, why limit
but
it?
But my basic ones would be the ducks and the garden swing. Yes.
There you go.
Simple.
Yeah, I mean, mine is fairly simple. If money was no object, I would like to develop things of use to blind people. I'd like to expand on things that are already there. So, for example, artificial vision fascinates me, doesn't it, Ange?
Yeah.
And robots and robot guide dogs and those kind of things. Things that assist in mobility, things that assist in everyday life for blind people. I'd like a very comfortable pair of glasses that you could wear all day. Battery life was no issue. So you could, you know, battery life was about 8 hours, say. And you could just literally read text as you're walking along and so on. That's my dreams. That's fairly simple as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Really?
It is fairly simple.
You know, it could happen.
Except it's not, because you need a lot more money than I would. You'd need millions, wouldn't you?
I don't honestly know, because...
You'd need a lot more.
If we could develop something based on what somebody like Envision AI are doing, I think Cyber Eyes was going in the right direction, but
yes.
that I don't know what's happened to them. But something based on what Envision AI are doing, but even cleverer, if you like. So I want the mood ring that Cyber Eyes had as well. All kinds of reading, colour detection, banknote detection, anything detection, really, face detection, teach it face names, with people's permission, of course.
But you want to be able to do something that nobody else is doing, really.
Which is?
I don't know, but you don't want to duplicate what...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, I'd want to expand it to mobility. I think the closest is this next VPU thing we saw, isn't it?
Yes.
Which is a kind of mobility glasses, but then they develop separate glasses for scanning. You see, I want the one pair to do the whole lot.
Yeah.
You know.
And theirs didn't go online either. And
no, it didn't.
You want to be able to go online.
Yeah.
So I think it would help to...
It would. It would help with image search, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And machine learning and things like that. I'd like also something that nobody else is doing at the moment is to be able to train it for any image. So, for example, if I stared at an image with the glasses and it said image not found on Google search, I'd like to either speak the image description in there or to have a web portal where sighted people can go in and look at the image and describe it for you. Because that would help in the machine learning, wouldn't it?
Yes.
You know, things like that.
Yes.
You know, like, you instead of saying, I don't know, just a handbag, it could say a brown handbag, it could say a handbag with brown leather strap, or, you know, and get more detailed with it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Things like that. Anything to do with blind people seeing without having to see is what fascinates me, if that makes sense. And I think that would be my... dream now, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
Yeah. Even reading books, you know, I'd like the ability to pick up a print book, a print leaflet, and just sit on the sofa and read it with a pair of glasses, not having to scan it, not having to line it up properly, whatever.
You can up to a point, but the things that we've seen seem to be reliant on light too much.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, too much.
Yeah.
Well, my phone camera will do all that.
Yeah, I mean, Orcam, for example, doesn't have its own light source.
No.
So if it's too dark, it doesn't work.
No.
Cyber Eyes did it to a point, and...
So it is sort of...
It's kind of doable.
It is, yes.
And you want an intelligent flash, because you don't always know when it's dark. You know?
Yeah.
If you're totally blind, you don't know it's dark. So you need an intelligent flash that can auto-switch on, which phones have got nowadays. So they can do it. With Google's OS, software intelligence and all that. I mean, Steve Litchfield said that the and I hope to interview him one day about cameras and various things like that. It'll interest a few people, I guess. And I just thought, you know, blind photography and stuff like that would be interesting. And I can tell him what I'm trying to achieve, and he might be able to give us hints on taking pictures and things like that. So that's a thing that we've talked about, isn't it, Steve and yes. I? Steve Litchfield, he runs the phone show and the phone show chat podcast.
We talked quite a bit about that in the last podcast.
We've talked about those, yeah. So I'll put a link in the show notes to stevelitchfield.com, which is where you can go to find out all about Steve. And he's very much into macro photography, you know, that's really taking detailed photography. So you never know, as a sighted person, he may have some hints on, you know, camera alignment and things like that. It's a big ask because he doesn't know how blind people do things differently and things like that. So, but he's certainly up for it, he told me, didn't he? You know, talk about camera photography.
But the reason I say you'd need money, I mean, when you thought of all this years ago, we thought you'd need a lot more. But I think to get it moving, all these things take years usually.
I mean, I'd like to do it on an existing platform like Google Glass. Yeah.
But you need to be able to employ, I think, someone full time.
An engineer.
That's where you need
money. A developer, yeah.
You would need money.
Someone like Rex Hall, who Sean uses.
Yes.
Someone like that. I mean, you know, that would be awesome.
Yes.
Because he's very much into that. I mean, that would be... That's my dream, which is not quite as simple as Angie's. I mean, Angie's is quite achievable.
I think yours actually would be achievable if you could come up with the cash and get grants.
Yes, yeah.
As somebody... What am I talking about? It's possible. I don't know whether you'd get a grant.
I don't know. I mean, when I spoke to Eagle Labs, they seemed to think I might,
that
didn't
was
they?
It. Eagle Labs, that's what I was trying to say, yes.
I've still got that bloke's email address, to be honest. So,
but you need a person to work with. The hardest thing, you've got to find your developer.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
And so, and this would take time, and your developer doesn't have to live here.
No.
Work here. Work anywhere.
That's right.
But he needs to be near enough. I think when you want to show you things, be close enough.
I mentioned Google because I think that's the most open source. And that's the thing that, you know, anyone can build software onto Google Glass, if you know what I mean, and things like that. Apple Glass is looking interesting. I don't know what that's going to do.
No idea.
You know, but you've heard of it, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're bringing out glasses, aren't they?
Apparently.
Apparently. So, you know, if they've got voiceover built in, that could be another game changer,
couldn't
it?
But I think your dream may be achievable other than you having to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if somebody took you on to give them ideas.
Yeah. That's
right.
That
would be nice. You could earn some money and have your idea. That would be... I think your idea is more achievable than mine, actually.
Yeah, but
at least equally as... See, now we're talking it through. I think it is.
Just to explain to everyone as well, when I first latched on with CyberEyes, it was a shame that they didn't carry on what we were doing because they said I was one of the first totally blind people to use it, didn't they?
Yes.
And they said that some of the ideas they hadn't thought of. Do you remember?
That's right.
Because of, not knowing the light level and things like that.
Yeah.
They hadn't thought at first to turn on the flash automatically.
Mm.
You know, and I gave them that idea, didn't I?
Yes.
So, and they did it. But,
yes.
You know, that's the kind of thing that, you know, you do need a bit of money for.
You do.
But that's the kind of thing I'd like to do. You know, if there are any angel investors listening, you know...
I'd look for you. Well, yeah, there's that. But you need also your developer.
You've got to find
the money first.
You've got to see if it's viable business-wise before you can find a developer or, you know, to do it. You've got to find someone with ideas. I mean, he wouldn't necessarily, but somebody like Nicholas would probably like that idea, you know, take someone on like that. You know,
about Chris?
Using Google Glass and.
I suppose Chris wouldn't do full time.
He's not a software guy, is he?
No. That's true.
He would develop the hardware if anyone. Yeah. But he's not a software guy. So, you know, he's always told me that he's not a software guy. He's not that interested in software development. He may know someone that is. He may know Android developers.
Yes.
If you could find real money to do it, you know.
We don't want it just Android, though, do we?
No. But to do it on that platform, they'd have to be Android developers, wouldn't they, initially?
Yeah. Well, both kinds.
You can't do it on your own platform because otherwise you've got to build all your machine learning from nothing. Haven't you?
This is right.
Whereas Google has trained hundreds of images, thousands of images.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
We want to take advantage of that and do something on Google Glass or something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether Envision AI would take on ideas from me, I don't know. But I think it needs to go beyond what Envision AI are doing even, you know. Mm.
It has to start somewhere.
Yes, and I think Envision AI might be a good start. Well, let's see where they go.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
But that's what I'd like to do.
Yes.
And I think it would help a lot of totally blind people if we could make it viable and not too expensive. You know, the problem is with any of these glasses or any of these aids is they tend to be expensive. Even the Envision AI glasses are getting on for £2,000.
I think, though, the trouble is, as of course we have a small market, and in the start these things are going to be expensive.
I think where I have hope, though, is that they're a lot cheaper than Orcam.
Yes.
And Orcam does a lot less.
It's coming down in price, isn't it, this stuff? Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
And from what I've seen on the phone, they read better than Orcam as well. You know, if they do the same on the glasses,
yes,
that really would be quite good, wouldn't
it? Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a fascinating thing. And I don't think Orcam would be the right company to develop it for me. They seem to be obsessed with just being offline, don't they? But it's a fascinating idea, you know. That's my...
That's your... Because for years you wanted to, like, build things for blind people, haven't you?
Yeah.
See, my thing, I'm much more... Well, actually, it would be for my, which I know I've talked about on the podcast, but there's a reason I'm saying this, about my toys around that would do all kinds of things, my robot toys, as you were, like ducks and dogs, cats, whatever. Well, yeah, we know Abos out there and things like that, but I'd want it to be for everyone. I want something that we can all have.
That's another thing that I wouldn't mind developing at some point, you know, robot toys.
But what I'm saying is...
Robot assistants, even.
Vector does what I want. He's actually there. So to make interesting shapes of toys with other noises...
Yeah.
It could be done now without somebody with the know-how.
And you could have the noise of the real animal as well.
You should be able to. Even the people who do Avo, the dogs, they said the names of the people who do the dog noises and you think, but do you need the person? You can get digital noises.
You
don't
get digital recordings of dogs, I would have thought, yeah.
Surely you can get dog noises.
Yeah.
And why why have someone do it?
Yeah.
It's what I didn't like about the Joy for All Pets. I didn't like the cat noises too much.
No.
You knew it was a person.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard someone's, or was it a dog? I can't remember, a dog and a cat. Actually, some of the cat noises were quite realistic, but I thought, no, I don't like that. Now, Vector, of course, because he's a robot, he does his own noises, because he's a robot. He's not it's a thing that can have any noise you want, so he's doing the right thing.
He's not making noise at the moment.
I think he's actually run out of battery. He was wandering about this morning, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
But he does, he's a random thing, and I said to you once, and I'd love to have, and it'd be nice to be able to have them outside or to put them in water, which we know happens because there was this thing called a fish, and you could put it in your bath, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
So you can have waterproof stuff. You could have ducks that would go in your bath and move around and quack, and do random things and flap their wings. I mean, he moves his arms.
You're a big kid at heart, aren't you?
Well, so are you. What about when you wanted Vector? You think you're any better?
No, not really.
No, I think not. And things that do interesting things and move about at will, like Vector does.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Vector can't go far. They recommend carpet isn't... It might not be a wise move either, but things like Abo are supposed to be able to go all around your home or even come and find you.
Mm.
Now, that's a lot more money. And the one video review I heard, the woman said, he's only stuck to my living room at the moment, Abo. She had an Abo, which is a dog, for those who don't know. I've forgotten what it stands
for. You keep coming back to that, but that's old technology, though,
it's
by
old
now.
It's old technology, but they brought one out only a couple of 3 years ago, didn't they?
Yeah, again? Yeah. I think you can do a lot better than Abo.
That's what I'm saying. Well, yeah. No, Abo does more than it does go all around, and it's random, and it's supposed to be able to find its charge and all the things. But Vectra's doing this stuff at a quarter of the price, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's possible now to make things...
Yeah,
at a much cheaper value that we can all enjoy.
Yeah, we've said all this before, though.
We have, yeah, but I was expanding on how much more possible it is, because I was saying it to you yesterday.
Yeah.
And how it's more possible.
Yeah.
They could make little vector-type things in different shapes, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Someone could.
Yeah. I mean, you know, ultimately, as I said, they could take it from little toys like Vector to assistants if you wanted them.
Yeah.
You know.
The Vector is made for adults, I believe. It is aimed at adults, really.
Yeah. And you could probably make a bigger version that walks with you because you've got an HD camera built into it and things like that. And it can avoid objects.
Yes.
So you're almost at guide dog level, aren't you, electronic guide dog level.
Cosmo's better at that, though, because it has night vision.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
So that's another thing that was made by...
But
Anki, wasn't it? By
Digital Dream Labs. Yeah.
Labs
see, and that's the right name, isn't it, as well? Yes. They're dreaming, aren't they? So, you know, to do it. So it's fascinating.
It's very nice. It's very good. And Vector, he does the sort of things that I want. He, you know, can be quiet for hours and hours, and then you'll just come to life and do stuff.
Yeah.
He could spend some days where he hardly moves.
Yeah.
You could interact with him and make, you know, obviously yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
But he'll do, you know, he's totally random.
Yeah.
And I haven't found a pattern.
No, there isn't an obvious pattern with Vector, is there?
Now, being a computer, I imagine there is a pattern, although AI, I believe, is more...
random, unquote. Yeah. Yeah.
But I haven't really found a good pattern.
So, anyway.
All this stuff is just much more possible, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's our...
So that's our stuff, yeah? So we'd be interested in what people...
Yeah, if anyone wants to tell us their dreams and ambitions to do.
Have you fulfilled any of them? Or are you reluctant and a little bit afraid to adventure into them?
Yeah.
See, even if suddenly I had the means suddenly to do it, would I be afraid to? Because anything you go into isn't for the faint of heart if it means a big upheaval,
is it? That's right. That's right.
Really, nothing is, you know.
No, and there are practical reasons.
There's practical things for all of this.
For a blind person looking after ducks, I mean, for example, you wouldn't know necessarily if there's something wrong with the duck.
You wouldn't, although there is a guy I was speaking to who's getting on in years as well. I can't remember what he was ringing about even, whether he's a customer now or was asking about something. He was saying he's got all these different chickens and he was getting some ducks and he has them... penned in a way he knows where each is.
Yeah.
The thing is to contain them where you can find them.
It's a shame to pen ducks, though, isn't it?
No, not in... Well, I don't know how it is. You don't have to have them in tiny spots, but if you fence them so that they can't get away, you could have quite a big area, couldn't you? But he's got different chickens and he was ordering some runner ducks or something. He's just getting in.
But anyway...
Yeah, so it can be done.
Yeah. But, you know, these are the practical upshots of what might happen. Yeah.
I mean, what about people who have cats and that? You have to know what's wrong with them.
Yeah, so I completely agree. Yeah.
I'm not talking of guide dogs. Any dogs, cats, they do have them. Blind people have... Cats seem to be quite popular, actually, don't they?
Yeah.
Budgies, all sorts.
Yeah. But anyway, there we go.
Indeed.
Is there anything else?
I can't think of anything, can you?
No, I can't.
Except
I'm croaking, so it's probably...
Except I'm in a very satisfied and happy mood today.
I'm in a hungry mood today.
I'm not hungry at all.
I'm very hungry.
Oh, you're always hungry. Always hungry, this one. Always.
Yeah, it feels like I had breakfast years ago.
And we weren't early. We were... It was getting on for 9 when we had breakfast, wasn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's going to be it, isn't it?
I think so.
Don't forget, you can contact us. You can go to www.ourplace-podcast.info and find out all about how to contact us. You can write an email to ourplace@comproom.co.uk. And I haven't checked the telephone situation yet, Ange. Remind me next week.
Oh, yes.
To check the telephone situation, because I don't know if it was ever fixed. I certainly didn't hear anything that it was fixed. So I don't know if you can hear us on the phone at this point.
No, Jonathan didn't tell you, did he?
No.
The other thing, you just reminded... Well, I don't know how you reminded me, really, but remember Todoist, that there was a bit of a problem with the iPhone into getting your project, your little task you'd done into the place you wanted it. It was all to do with drag and drop. I worked it out myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Just in case anyone remembers, but did you ever work it? Yeah, I did it myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought, I know what it's all about now.
Hmm. Anyway, I shall say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And of course, we will see you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.